Can you just talk a little bit about how it went out there today? And obviously you're playing with a guy who's on quite a roll right now.
Yeah, I told Ben when he finished, I said, keep it going. You know, things will turn around for you pretty soon. He pretty much hold everything he looked at today. But yeah, it was good. We bounced off each other. We both played really nicely. And it's nice when you get a good group like that. And, you know, my 3-under doesn't look that great beside his 7-under, but 3-under is a good score out there on this course. It's pretty difficult. You know, I hit the ball in play a lot today. I hit a lot of fairways, which allowed me to hit a lot of greens. So I took advantage of some good driving today.
What is difficult about it? Everything? Or?
You miss a shot and you're probably going to make bogey. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to miss some shots when you're there playing 18 holes. So, yeah. You know, I missed two fairways on the par fives and made bogeys on both without hitting it in the water. It's just two horrendous lies, and you know, before you know it, you're making bogey on what you feel like is an easy hole. So, yeah, there's no gimmies out there. There's no holes where you feel like, you know, you can get away with one. You need to hit good shots.
Speaking of tough golf courses, do you recall what you thought the first time you went to Oakmont?
Yeah, I do, actually. I've got a good story about that. First time I played Oakmont was the Sunday before the US Open 2016, and I went out to play, and my coach was with me, and we teed off on 10, and we got around to 14, which is up beside the clubhouse, and I walked in. And I sat there in the locker room going, I have no idea how I'm going to play golf around this place. And then 6 days later, I had a 4-shot lead going into the final round. But obviously, we got a bit of rain. That was before the rain. It was firm and fast when I played it that Sunday, and it was windy. We got a bit of rain that week, which helped us. So, but yeah, Oakmont. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what it's going to play like, and I'm looking forward to the challenge of it.
Before you had set foot on it, were you aware of its reputation? Obviously,
not really.
For 100 years, it's kind of had this.
No, not really. Like, I would have, obviously, I know the history of the US Opens and from the past, but obviously it was a different golf course to what they played in 07. They redid it, so, yeah, I wasn't aware, but I'm well aware of it now.
What did you do, do you think? I know you said the golf course changed a little bit, but you had to reset.
Look, it wasn't that I felt like I couldn't play it, but I was just like, this is too hard. I'm going in. You know what I mean? It was like... It was one of those, and honestly, if it didn't rain, I remember it rained on Wednesday and Thursday that week. If it didn't rain that week, God knows what the winning score would have been.
What about a 300-yard par three? Or it's actually
we played it in 2016. It's, you know, it's probably going to be a wood for most players. It's, you know, it is what it is. Is it going to be the greatest par three we'll ever play? Probably not. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's going to be on the scorecard, and we need to play.
Right. Perfect. Cool. All right. Hey, thank you, Shane.